Okay, thank you, Teacher Seihui. Thank you, Teacher Gabriel. We're going to turn to the Bible right now. If your Bible, do take it out. We're going to go back to the book of Luke. Okay? Okay, Luke chapter 4. Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 4. Okay, if you can find it. Okay, very good. Okay, let's go to God in prayer. And let's pray. Father, we just thank you that we can read your word. We pray that even as we read your word, let us very much seek to understand what your word means and what your word is saying to us. We pray that you open up our hearts, our ears, our eyes to know and to understand the truths that are there in your word. Help us to also apply this word very much into our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Let's try to recap a little bit. You know, what happened last week? Where did Jesus teach and preach? Okay, let's look at Luke chapter 4. Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions, and then you help me understand. Okay, where did Jesus preach last week? Or Jesus teach? There was a place that he was at. And remember the two R's, if you can recall. One, there was, sorry? Receive, yes, receive. And the other, reject. Well done. Where was this place? Ryan, where was this place? Nazareth, exactly. Where is Nazareth? And what is Nazareth? It was the place where Jesus grew up, isn't it? These were his own family. These were his own friends. These were people that knew him since he was little. But yet, what happened? Reject. You know, this is, I hope you're going to take some time to think about this. Yes, you know, you can know Jesus. These people, they knew Jesus for many years. They knew Jesus. They saw him grow up. And yet, they still rejected him. You know, this is a question for us. You can be around for, you know, many years. You can be around for a long time, but can you still end up rejecting Jesus? And the truth is, yes. You know, it's a scary thing to know, isn't it? And we don't want to go that way. But today we come to another place. This place, let's read in verse 31. Also, remember Galilee. Where is Galilee? Galilee is a big place, isn't it? And then inside Galilee, there is a place called Nazareth. Inside Galilee, there's a place called this word, this city, this town that is there. It is called Capernaum. Okay, verse 31. Then he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. Now, this is interesting. What? It's a story that Luke wrote, but you know, let's try to understand why exactly did Luke write this story. Let's read a bit more. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. You know, this word, astonished, it really means shocked. They were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. So let's try to imagine. Remember, on the Sabbath, the Lord Jesus will go down to the synagogues. The synagogue is like, in the past, they didn't have churches, so they had temples. So they would gather together, and they would read the Word of God. And Jesus taught from the Word of God. Jesus taught, and you know what? People were astonished. People were shocked. What? How come this man, when he speaks, it was with authority? Have you ever asked yourself, what is authority? It's hard, isn't it? You know, have you heard this term, authority on something? They say authority on space. You know, this is the expert in space, right? So sometimes they will call people who are experts in their fields and they call them the authority. Why? Because they know a lot. They studied it for many years. They are very insightful and perhaps they can give something, right? The authority on something. Do you understand this idea of authority? The expert of, isn't it? So, sometimes, you know, they call so one person, I think he calls himself the authority on fidget spinners. So he knows all his fidget spinners very well. So he can do many things with fidget spinners. Well, he is the authority on fidget spinners. Well, you know, authority can be used in many ways. But what really he's trying to say here is this authority. They listen to him, and this person, wow, authority with his words. What exactly do you think they heard? What exactly do you think they heard about Jesus? Jesus, one who spoke with authority. His word was with authority. What do you think they heard? Let's try. You know, Asher, what is authority to you? What is authority? What does it really mean? When the word with... Let's read that in verse 32. And his word was with authority. Well, very similar. What is a... That's one. Try. I mean, Mark, what's authority? Well, he knows very much so, isn't it? Right? Take, for example, some of your parents, I understand, right? They go for conferences. You know conferences? Right? They attend conferences. And conferences, there's always a panel, right? Where they don't sit like that. They sit like, you know, they sit in four. And then anybody can ask them questions, right? Because these are the experts in their fields. And they're able to give a word. And you know that this word is really an authority word. Okay, so it's quite funny. You know, there's this read online, you know. I saw this, it's a whole bunch of things. This you know, hacklers on Facebook, like people who what was the word? Not hacklers, there's another word for them. But they just write all the nonsense, you know, they try to put people down. So apparently they wrote to this lady, you know, I think your whatever is saying, but she was writing about keeping the earth green, right? The green policy. You know, nowadays the trend in the world is conservation, you know, stop pollution. You know, the US administration, they were fighting against this for green, keep the world green, right? Keep the world safe. Stop pollution. So this man was saying, oh, this lady was arguing against climate change. You know what, the climate is change, it's horrible now, right? We should stop emitting all these gases. And this person was like commenting on her Twitter or Instagram, say, oh, you don't know anything, you are a stupid woman, you're da 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 da. And then the woman just replied, oh, okay, if I'm so stupid, then let me show you my achievements, right? She had a PhD in all climate green, all the different things, you know, achievements on all the, she was like literally a professor, a doctor, in all, I mean, one whole long list. Then she said, am I stupid or not, right? Something like that. And you know, this guy is like, he is absolutely clueless, but he wants to go against somebody who has, you know, literally the authority on all these things because she really knows a lot. But in this case, let's try to understand. His word was with authority. What does it mean? It means this. One, when Jesus spoke, can you imagine? Imagine you are at the scene where Jesus was speaking. Jesus was in the synagogue and you heard him speak. What do you think people were just so impressed by? One, he really was certain. He knew, he had a deep knowledge of whatever he was saying. This person is obviously different from anybody else. They heard it and they were, wow. You know, in the past, there were the scribes, there were the Pharisees, and they knew a lot. But when Jesus spoke, this person was obviously different. Not only was there certainty, there was also this word called clarity. Not you, right? There is clarity. It was extremely clear. Then he spoke with such wonderful, powerful authority. They knew that this person is obviously different. And they were just amazed. But let's go on to read. Because what Mark mentioned, or what Asher mentioned, it will come again. It will come with authority. Next. Now in the synagogue, right? Just imagine, this is the whole story. As he was teaching, there was a man. Suddenly he came, who had a spirit of an unclean spirit, which is a demon, right? The evil spirit within him. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, all of a sudden, when Jesus was teaching, after he taught, and the people were astonished, he came and he shouted, You know, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. What do you think Jesus did? After he spoke with such authority, right? He was. There was sense of conviction. There was sense of insightfulness. There was sense of knowledge. He really could explain, right? He could explain anything at all. You ask yourself, right? Let's say ask Amanda. Amanda, are you the authority on swimming? Ah, very difficult, right? But Michael Phelps can say, well, I know a thing or two about swimming. Because he is a champion. You ask Federer, okay? Take for example, who's any expert on anything? Right? Let's say I want to be an expert on tennis. Yeah, tell Roger Federer, you are lousy. Your strokes are wrong. Your strokes are lousy, you know? Your strokes, you don't know how to turn your body and to, right? And then Roger Federer, so what have you won? For him is, we won the Wimbledon, everything. If you, there's one person authority on tennis, who it will be? It'll be him, isn't it? Because he really knows his stuff. Because he's been playing it, he's been winning it, he's been doing so many things about it. He is an obvious authority that is there. Right? So, and the list goes on, right? You can go to Gordon Ramsay. Say, Gordon Ramsay, you don't know how to cook. I know how to cook better than you. My scrambled eggs are better than you. My Maggi Mee is better than anything you can cook. And then you look at me, what have you actually cooked? He will ask him, he will be authority on food, isn't it? If you want to ask him, what is it? And what food should I make? He will be one person to go to. Apparently, people have been sending him photos of their food. Right? So they send photos of, what do you think of my food? What do you think of my creation? And then many times the reply is something very simple, two words, burn it, right? Throw it away, or just, this is absolutely nothing. And then there's one lady that sent a piece of a really nice like meal. Say, this was done by my boyfriend, right? For me. And you know what his words were to her? Marry him. Right? Because he was so good, right? And he approved of it. Well, he is like an obvious authority, right? Different things. But Jesus, what was he authority on? He was authority with his words. Every single thing about the Word of God that he taught, he was that authority. He could speak and people listened because they knew this person is obviously different. He really knows his things. But not only that. Remember, when man came, demon-possessed man, and he shouted, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. What do you think Jesus did? Jesus said this words in verse 35. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. He didn't take time to argue with the demon-possessed man. It was like, you know, he just said these words. One word, right? I mean, in a string of sentences, of course. Not just one word, right? In a be quiet, it means like a word. One word. Be quiet and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him in the midst, it came out of him and it did not hurt him. Now, you finally read verse 36. Then they all amazed, spoke among themselves, saying, what a word this is. They were shocked. For with power, now with authority. Now, you see, at the start, was just authority, isn't it? Right? Now, you read over there, what is the additional word that came in? What is that word? Power, with authority and power. He commands the unclean spirits and they come out. First, authority. People thought, wow, this person can really speak very well. This person has really deep knowledge. This person can answer questions in such a way that nobody has before. But you know what? Jesus showed them, not only are my words of authority. One more. My words are also of power. They saw the words come to life. Not only did they hear it, they saw the effects of the word. This idea of power is when you see the whole effect of the word come to life. And you know what? With his words, he could also cast out evil spirits. In just a word, you know, he didn't have to do, wow, you know, draw the, all the, you know, you watch all the scary movie, all the symbol, you have to wear the, you know, what's this, what's the, you know, when the image, the plane went missing, there's this person that looked through the, what's that, what's the guy called? A Bobo, is it? Or a Bomo, right? A Bomo. You know a Bomo? You know the, do you know the series of the image, the plane? Right? He said that he can look through his special telescope, which is some bone or something, and can tell where the Malaysian planes ended or landed, whatever it is. That's just obviously nonsense, right? You know, Jesus didn't have to do anything like that. He didn't have to take out some special stuff, some special chair, some special metal thing, or whatever it is. It's just one word. Listen to that. One word. He said, "Be quiet and come out of him." And they were amazed. They spoke among themselves. What a word this is. For with authority, for with power, he commands them. And they get up. So not only that the words of Jesus have authority, it also has power. You know, you ask yourself, who is Jesus? Who exactly is Jesus? How can a person speak with such authority? How can a person speak with such power? Who exactly is Jesus? Have you asked yourself that? You know, why did Luke write the way he did? How come there's a person like this who could speak with not only such authority, everybody recognized it immediately? This person is obviously different. And he showed, not only had he authority, he had power to cast out the demons. This person is a person like no other person we've seen before. This person is obviously different. This is none other than Jesus, the Son of God. Wonderful, isn't it? These are the words that he spoke with authority, with power. Have you ever asked yourself, who is Jesus? You know, for people in Nazareth, they rejected him straight away. They could have, it's obviously, this was obvious, but they still rejected him. Have you asked yourself, who exactly is Jesus? And he is one who has words of authority, words of power. Now let me turn to you. How do you apply this? Let's go to John chapter 6. I like this verse very much. Verse chapter 6, verse 63. Okay? This was Jesus talking to the multitudes. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. What he's saying here, the words that I speak to you are Spirit and they are life. But you know what? Verse 66, there came upon a time where people found, wow, you know what, the words of Jesus are so hard to understand. I don't understand it. Then what happened? From that time, many of the disciples went back and walked with him no more. Some people left Jesus. And so Jesus went to ask the 12 disciples, "Do you also want to go away?" And what did Simon Peter say? "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." You have the words of eternal life. Just exactly what the Lord Jesus was saying. My life, my words, they are Spirit. They are life. Young people, why do you come to YPG? And I hope you can recognize, like Peter, what exactly he was saying. The words of Jesus, authority, power. The words of Jesus were not like any words that anybody, any ordinary words. They were words, one, authority, power, and three, just like what Peter said. Two more things, Spirit, and they are life. They can give life to you in such a way that you would not ever expect. You know, you read your history books. Beth, what textbook do you like to read? Or is there any textbook you like to read at all? Nothing, right? You read your history, you read your lit books, you read your math book, you read your Chinese, you don't know, you want to throw in the toilet, don't know what, whatever it is. You know, you read those things and what life is there given to you? And the truth is, there is no life. It is real, isn't it? Actually, you like reading a textbook? No, right? I don't know whether you like reading a textbook, but I open my geography book, right? You open your textbook in school, there's no life. But do you know the words of Jesus? What are they? They are Spirit, they are life. They have authority, and they have a power that you would not ever expect. this power can be a part of your life. You know, I read the Word of God. I read the words said by the Lord Jesus. You know, that can give a sense of uplift to the heart. You know, why do we read the Bible at times of difficulty? You know, there are many times. You know, in this year we had, well, if you can understand this, right? This year we had people, at least 6 funerals that we had. 6 funerals in 6 months. So literally almost every month, if you can calculate, there has been a death. But why do we read the Word of God? Why do we read the words of Jesus at a time like this? At a time of, even when the time of great sadness, it's because they give sense of life. They are spirit. They can bring comfort. They can bring hope. They can bring promise. They can bring light. They can bring power. They can have a sense of authority that no other words can have. And that is why we read the God words. We read the Bible. We read the Gospels. We read about the Lord Jesus. We read about what exactly did He teach. Because these words are the same words. The same words that cast out the demons. The same words that people just marvel at are the very same words that, do you know that you are reading today? The words of the Lord Jesus and the things that He said, the things that He did, these are the very same words. And that's why we come to YPG. That's why we are here. And you ask yourself, you know what? At the end of it all, what are you going to be like? 2 hours I leave with you today. One, can you recognize, just like Peter did, the rest of the disciples, some of the other people that followed Jesus, they could not recognize who Jesus really was. They could not recognize that these words are power, authority, spirit, life, truth, hope, light, everything else. They could not recognize it, but Peter could. And that's why he followed Jesus. That's why he said, where else have we to go? And I hope this can be your own response today. You know what? I see Jesus. I look at him. Wow, he has power. He has authority. These are his words. And I want to listen to his words. I want to follow his words. That's why for Peter, where else have we to go? You have the words of eternal life. These words are of eternal life. Your own textbook. Will you follow your history teacher? I will follow my history teacher to my death because you have the words of eternal boredom. No, of course not. You want to follow Jesus because he has words of eternal life. Isn't it? He has words in such a way that you hear and you know this man is obviously different. He is not just a man. He is not just a great teacher. He is the Christ, the Son of God. And the words that he speaks, these are words of power. These are words of great authority. In his authority, he says that whoever believes in me, whoever receives me, you shall be called children of God. This is the authority that he gives. What authority that is there? Authority that saves us from our sins. Authority that gives us salvation. These are the words of Jesus. You know, sometimes in life, of course, it's a bit difficult. Early in February, right? One of the deaths that I went that happened was actually the death of my own grandmother. You know, but at the end of the day, do you know what were the words that brought greatest comfort to my heart? I read John 14 and John 15. These words brought the greatest sense of comfort to my heart that nobody else could give. You see, these are the words of Jesus. They can bring a sense of life. They can bring a sense of encouragement. You know what? Even though you're tired, even though you're weak, even though you feel that you're just absolutely hopeless or, you know, there's everything is just going wrong, you can turn to the words of Jesus. It may seem impossible. How can a person cast out a demon-possessed man? This person has been demon-possessed for so many years. This person is obviously powerful. Nobody could do anything against him. But the words of Jesus, one word, get out. Leave this man. And the demon left. It seemed impossible to do so, but the words of Jesus could do so. This is the words of Jesus. That's why we read the scriptures, young people. Now, what is your response? Can you also, you know what? I recognize this. How do I know I recognize it? I respond well. I take time to read the word of search of Jesus. I take time to understand what exactly is he saying. I take time to really fill my life with Jesus, the words of Jesus. I take time to memorize the words of Jesus. And hope that you can take time to memorize God's word as well. These are the words of Jesus. You know, this is why we come to YPG, to hear what Jesus has to say. It can make a difference in your life. It can transform your life in a way that you would never have. Look at Peter. Because he followed Jesus, because he listened to the words of Jesus, look what he became. From an ordinary fisherman, then, now, you read in Acts, he spoke before great crowds of people with such boldness. People recognize, hey, this man, he had been with Jesus. Because he was saying very much the same words that Jesus taught him. They recognized that he was obviously different. It transformed his life. The words of Jesus. Remember, where else have we to go? You have the words of eternal life. He followed the words of Jesus. He listened to the words of Jesus. He memorized the words of Jesus. This can be yours too, young people. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives his word towards us that we can make it into a part of our lives. Power, authority, spirit, life, eternal life. No, let's take time to go and think this through together with your teachers, right? You know what? One, ask yourself: do you recognize who the Lord Jesus really is? Are you a person who will reject the Lord Jesus, or are you a person who will receive the Lord Jesus? That is last week. Today, right? Can you recognize who Jesus really is? Recognize the value and the worth of his words. If you really do recognize, you will take time to read it, I assure you. You will take time to memorize it. You will take time to listen and open your ears towards it. Two, how are you responding? If these words, I really recognize it as it is, let me really try to understand it. Let me really try to make it a part of my life. And that's what the apostles had. The apostles believed in Jesus. The apostles followed the words of Jesus. They followed Jesus. You know, their lives were changed forever. And I hope this can be a part of you as well. No, of course, you've got to memorize your 吹手册. You've got to memorize your, the home economics, you know, cooking steps, 1, 2, 3, or whatever it is, right? You know, you've got to, of course, you will have memorized this, but one thing you can memorize is this, the Word of God. And you together, you can go through with some of the teachers. There are some things that you can memorize, written in your notes over there. The Word of God and how it can really make a difference in your life, right? It can bring life, it can bring light. The Word of God is living and powerful, just like the words of Jesus in itself. They are full of power, full of authority. Okay? Okay, come, let's close and let's pray. And I really hope you can ask yourself this. Who is Jesus exactly? And Luke painted a wonderful picture. This person, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not just an ordinary man. He is not just a teacher that, wow, people are just authority. Because you know what? People, they are made great teachers with authority as well. But they do not have power. What words of any other teacher can actually say to the demon? Get out. Be out of him. And the demon listens. He has authority. He has power. So very skillfully, Luke described the Lord Jesus for us to appreciate. One, authority. Then after that, he added the later part. He had authority and power. So obviously, Luke was saying, this Jesus is no ordinary man. This Jesus is somebody that is absolutely worth learning about, reading about, and his words are meant to be studied. That's why we study this like this. Okay? And I hope you can really understand this a bit more. Let's go to God in prayer. Let's pray. Dear Father, we just thank you for this time. We thank you that we can take time to read your word. We thank you that we can read about the example of the Lord Jesus and how he was just spoke with such power and such authority. We pray that even as we go to our groups, we can seek to discuss what it means to hide the words of the Lord Jesus in our hearts. What it means to make the words of Jesus a part of our life. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.